You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
So we have this wonderful window, and I'm sure producers everywhere who can plant are planting. How soon does it close, and how long will it close for?
Well, it depends on your location, Dave. Certainly the areas in the western Corn Belt, particularly Nebraska, Iowa, and even up north, Minnesota and in the Dakotas, there will be some rain activity that begins to develop overnight tonight across those areas. Not huge amounts, but certainly some showers and storms firing up on the leading edge of this warm-up that will be taking place across the Corn Belt over the next few days. And some areas have already seen that warm-up here in the southwest. And so for those areas further east, though, in areas of here in Illinois and on into Indiana, Ohio, it looks like mostly dry conditions from now through about Wednesday night into early Thursday. So about, you know, about 2 days or so, 2 to 3 days out east. For some areas, the window closes here tonight out west, but generally about maybe 2 days or so across those areas as well. So it really depends on location. And once you get into the rain, it looks like there'll be several days of a shower and storm activity.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, once the window closed, say Thursday in the eastern Corn Belt, would we see quite a bit of rain activity between now and, say, the middle of next week?
Yeah, well, kind of adding up everything from now and later on through the end of the week, with the main rains again occurring more so until like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday into the weekend, coverage is 80% of the Corn Belt receiving 1 1/4 inches with some localized 2 to 3 inch amounts. And the favored areas, at least for the heavier totals, do look to be the southern and the western parts of the Corn Belt.
There are places that still need to see some warmth, and especially the further north you go, how likely will we see the warm temperatures up into Minnesota and such?
Yeah, the warmth up north there will be pretty brief, as basically cooler weather will be filtering back into areas of Minnesota, Dakotas, and even as far north as the Canadian Prairies, and that's the one area or two areas: Canadian Prairies, Northern Plains, far northwestern Midwest. That's the area will be by and large biased on the cool side over the next couple weeks, and as a result, that's the locations where soil temperatures will struggle to reach levels favorable for planting activities.
Let's turn our attention a little bit further to the hard red winter wheat belt. Any relief for Kansas? Any help for Kansas?
We see limited relief, at least in the driest areas of Kansas, particularly the western and central parts of the state. You know, think Wichita and Salina westward to the border. And so we think it's a feast or famine situation. Those areas that have received rains in recent weeks will continue to receive the rains, while those areas that have been very dry will stay on the dry side. And along, again, with the those areas that miss relief, for example, the next few days could be very hot and windy across the plains hard red winter wheat belt, further stressing the wheat crop.
Thank you much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.